Morning, Liam.
Good morning. How are you?
Going all right. First weekend of the school holidays, and the weather's not looking too bad for the weekend, is it?
Yeah, that's right. No, it looks pretty good. It's still a little bit blowy tomorrow, and then Sunday looks really good. I've got a fair few people that have come in, got bait, and they're heading out the reef.
What about close inshore, mate?
Yeah, the Tees Washington's full moon is, I think, Tuesday night. Coliseum, my old boy was down there yesterday, and he said it was really nice. They got a few nice whiting and flathead. Obviously, in the harbour, when it's under 20 knots, the harbour's always a good option. There's plenty of salmon still around. They are a little bit smaller than what they were in previous weeks, so that's pretty normal. We sort of get our big ones in the winter, and then we get a run of smaller ones sort of just after, which is now. So
yeah. That's
still good fun, though. Okay. But I tell you, the one that excites me and is going to fish really well and has fished really well all week is a Wonga Dam. Yeah, we had a barra tournament out there with a heap of barra anglers from all over Queensland fishing it on Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
There would have been well over 50 fish caught both nights and some real big ones coming out, like averaging around that metre mark. Typically, a Wonga fish is better as we come into the full moon.
Yeah.
So I expect this weekend to be really good with them winds down a little bit. It should be really good.
Well, mate, you'll be able to give all the right advice there on what to use. You're going out to a Wonga.
Yeah.
Now, what about the islands, around the islands and further out, like you said? Where's some good spots?
Now, around the end of Gackham, facing on the southern end, Gackham Heads, there's been a lot of people catching some good trout down there. Same goes around Rat Island at North Entrance. Just trolling hard bodies around, catching nice trout and cod. So that's going to be fun for those that can't get out wide. The other one that's been fishing pretty well is Seal Rocks. There's a couple of nice grunter coming from down that way, which is a strange time of year. Normally a grunter don't start till about October down that way. But I did see a nice catch of grunter come out of there earlier in the week. Definitely worth a shot, especially around the moon. The grunter love the moon. They're offshore grunter. They love the new moon and the full moon. They're probably, if I'm going to go chase them, that's when I do it.
For families, if they're going around to some of the spots off along the coast, like Barney Point, I saw some people fishing off there the other day, catching some little whiting, actually. But other spots, mate, where if people are going out camping, sort of on the outskirts of Glady?
Heading south, you got, obviously, Coliseum. There's that whole beach is beautiful camping. And then you go a little bit further south again, you got the front of Turkey Beach that you can camp on. Pancake Creek, probably the nicest creek in Queensland, I'd say. It's the only creek with a reef in it. You know, it's accessible both around the front, and you can go down, if you've got a smaller boat, you can go down the we call it the Danube track, and then put in down there and camp at Pancake, which is, like I said, probably the nicest creek in Queensland. North, if you're going to go offshore, you can always go around the front and do Yellow Patch. It's pretty renowned in this area. You've got to have pretty good weather to get around there. It's a pretty good spot. And then, obviously, the top of the Narrows, there's plenty of spots to camp up there as well. So options are endless, really.
All right. And, look, you can always guide people, you or your dad or the team there, mate, over the school holiday period. There'll be a lot of people probably wanting to go for a fish, including the kids. They can pop down and see you guys at Complete Angler. You open every day.
That's it, mate. Just pop on down. If you want to know something about a certain spot or an area, then come and see us. We've been here for nearly 30 years, so been to most of them.
Fate, tackle, everything, and the good advice. Mate, thank you, and I'll catch you when I get back from Holes, eh?
Sounds good, mate. Have a good trip.
Thank you. There's Liam from Complete Angler. Keep us up to date. Where to go? Fishing over the weekend into the school holidays here on 4CC.